Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. About a third of Americans will develop shingles, a painful rash from the same virus that causes chickenpox. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends anyone over 50 get the shingles vaccine. At the University of Delaware, a $1.7 million study is underway, allowing Assistant Professor of Epidemiology Daniel Harris to access the health records for roughly 3 million nursing home residents to take a closer look at the effectiveness of the shingles vaccine in preventing the disease, as well as dementia and stroke. And Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny caught up with Harris this week to learn more about the study and the efficacy of the shingles vaccine.
So first of all, what is shingles and who's most at risk?
So shingles is a virus. It's a disease that comes from a reactivation of the shingles virus. Folks who were exposed to the chickenpox as a kid, they have this virus inside of them. And then as we get older, changes in our immune system can cause this virus to re-express itself in the form of shingles. And shingles is a very painful disease that can present in various parts of the body, including the face and the trunk. And it has a number of complications, and including being very painful. Older adults are generally seen at greater risk of this due to those immunological changes that we observe with aging.
Now, there is a vaccine for shingles. It's called Shingrix. How does it work?
There's been a vaccine for shingles now for several decades. The first vaccine was called Zostavax, and it came out in the mid-early 2000s, and it was a live vaccine. It was a single dose. This vaccine wasn't as effective. It wasn't very effective. So then the Shingrix vaccine came out in 2017, and this is a two-dose recombinant vaccine. It's a bit of a different type of vaccine, and it's much more effective than Zostavax. So evidence from the trials show that, you know, upwards of 90% of folks show a reduction in shingles risk if they receive the two-dose series. So basically, it just helps to train our immune system to help combat that shingles reactivation.
And there's a connection between shingles and stroke and dementia. Can you kind of lay that out for us?
That's right. Yeah. So a lot of viral infections, or infections generally, right, are kind of, they cause this acute disease. So if I have shingles reactivation, I get shingles. I get the rash on my body or on my trunk. But these sorts of viruses can cause a host of other downstream negative health outcomes. So shingles, for example, is known to increase the risk of stroke. More severe cases of shingles, right, can cause challenges with their eyes. So basically, it's this inflammation. And this increase in inflammation is associated with a number of bad health outcomes. Now, regarding dementia, due to this neuroinflammation that's caused by shingles, because the shingles virus likes to express itself through nerve lines, there are a number of pathways that you can get from a shingles infection and shingles reactivation, kind of through to stroke, through to increased dementia. Because we know if someone has a stroke and they sustain some sort of brain damage through a stroke, that this can increase your risk of a very particular type of dementia called vascular dementia, but various other dementias as well. So there's a kind of complex clinical pathway where you can get from shingles through to these various other neurological changes and inflammation downstream to other kind of cognitive and kind of dementia-like effects as well. But that's at least what we hypothesize.
So tell me a little bit about what you're going to be studying, what you're working on.
So there have been a number of observational studies that have found an association between shingles vaccination and a reduced risk of dementia. These studies have a number of methodological weaknesses, though. So one of the key goals of this research is to improve upon those weaknesses, and to try to provide kind of more robust evidence of whether there is this association between shingles vaccination and dementia risk. And we're going to do this through a series of studies that try to understand those causal mechanisms and those causal pathways from vaccination through to these kind of to reactivation of shingles itself, to stroke and other sorts of clinical outcomes that may result in a change in dementia risk.
Can you talk a little bit about the scope of the study? One thing that really stood out to me, you're working with a ton of data here.
So that's one of the other, yeah. So, you know, that's a key strength. And we have a number of partners in the research here. So, you know, we work with folks who have access to nursing home electronic health record data. And this gives us a lot more statistical power to identify potentially small associations. You need a lot of people to kind of maybe show small effects. But we're also working with folks in the VA system, and they have wonderful access to data there. as you mentioned, it's like these are very large databases. So we're going to try to pool them together to make to improve the statistical efficiency even more, to try to get some better evidence and more conclusive evidence as to the link between shingles vaccination and dementia.
And you touched on this a little bit. There's a parallel study as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So the way that we kind of describe this study is that there are two arms. You know, we have one arm that takes place in a community nursing home setting, and these are folks who go to your nursing home down the street. But then we also have folks in the VA system. So we're running both of these studies in parallel. And in epidemiologic parlance, they're called target trials, where we basically use health administrative data that's collected in nursing homes, and we try to emulate what a trial would look like. If we were to, randomize someone to receive the shingles vaccine or not, we try to emulate this sort of trial using real-world data. And we're doing this sort of emulation in the community setting, but as well in the VA setting. And the goal is then to see, do we get similar answers in these two populations? If not, why not? And if we do get similar answers, can we pool them together to help kind of increase the statistical efficiency and precision of those associations?
Your study is looking at records from over 3 million individuals, millions more coming from the VA side. Can you kind of pull back the curtain on how those numbers get crunched? I'm picturing the world's most complicated Excel spreadsheet right now.
Yeah, so we don't use Excel. That's the first key. And yeah, so managing these big databases requires a particular sort of skill set and expertise, and it requires a lot of computational power. So we use statistical software to help manage and manipulate these large databases, and then essentially run statistical models that help us to understand the associations between vaccination and our outcomes of interest. In this case, it's things like shingles infection, stroke, and dementia. So it requires quite a bit of computational power to do these things.
How long do you estimate your research is going to take?
Oh, I think it'll probably take, we just are kicking things off. So certainly we're going to be chugging away at this for the next year plus or so, and it'll probably go into the, year two, I can imagine, before we have any kind of idea of how things are looking, just because of how big these data sources are.
Do you have any expectations for what this data is going to yield?
I really don't, actually. I think one of the reasons why I don't is because there has been such limited work in this particular population. So in the nursing home population, this is a population that I care quite a bit about, and a lot of my research is among long-term care residents, and we just simply don't we haven't done enough work in this group of people to understand how this vaccine works, and because they're quite distinct clinically and socially. So I really don't have any expectations at this time. I think that, we hope to start presenting findings at conferences in the next couple of, months or so, and hopefully then we'll have a better idea of what we're coming up in the data, but we're still at a very early stage.
Thanks to UD Assistant Professor of Epidemiology Daniel Harris and R. Martin Matheny for taking time to join us on The Green this week. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we learn about a Veterans Day storytime event that connects active service members with young readers. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.